Is that guy? It's coming up.
If I had a falsetto voice, I would say, I'm an ordinary guy, but my boxes are empty today.
No. Nobody old enough for that one?
No, never mind.
Is that
a song? It's a song. I can't. I haven't got the full set. I'm going to talk about three things. What one got?
You have got.
Can you tell me after three? I'm going to talk about three things that I want you to do rather than I'm going to give you. I say I'm giving you nothing today. You've come to teach me. Teach Me, interestingly, started in 2006, and it wasn't called Teach Me, it was called Scott Agee Blogs Meetup, that's what it's called. And it was in a pub in Edinburgh, and we had a good time, but we got the idea of Teach Me, and that's us all sitting in the pub. So, yeah, look at that hair, that's great. That's a baby tosh there. But it started off with a group of people who were interested in blogging, and the wiki was actually set up to gather the people in Scotland who were blogging about education. And it started in January 2006 with 6 pupil blogs and 21 teacher blogs. By October we had 71 teacher blogs and 21 pupil blogs, and it took a long time if you wanted to read 71 blogs to click through the different local authority pages and click in. So it started thinking about how to make that easier for people to find out what's going on in Scottish education. And many people in the room blog. Yeah, see, look at that, lots of folk. And I had some I was blogging about this problem, and I had some comments from various people. And Robert Jones, who's a maths teacher in West Lothian, come out and said, oh, yeah, we could do this. I'll do it with Ruby on Rails. I didn't even know what Ruby on Rails was then, but we set up a server and we set up this site called Scott Agee Blogs. Another guy here, Pete Liddell, who's disappeared from the sort of edtech world, as far as I know at the moment, joined in and built the site together. And I just sort of stood in the sidelines and cheered and things like that, because I can't write Ruby on Rails or do any of that sort of technique. We've got this site, scottageeblogs.org.uk, which aggregated at its peak up to 400 or 500 blogs. And it was beginning to... We've been running this for a number of years with the support of the SQA, who give us money to run a server. But it was getting a bit ragged, and the SQA were saying, well, we would really want sort of more focus on professional blogging and stuff like that. And Robert is up to his neck because he's become looking for doing different jobs and hasn't got time to sit being a code monkey all weekend, every weekend, because he likes climbing and stuff like that. So I was talking to him about, you know, how can we do this easier? And I said, well, we could do it cheaper, because the SQA gives us lots of money, and we could do it with WordPress. So what we've done is, what I've done, because I've kind of taken this over with hopefully help from folk here, is I've moved the site on to, it's the same domain, hopefully.
Yeah, it's got it.
3 minutes, right, it's Scott Agee Blogs, or you could also just go to scottageeblogs.org, because I needed another domain to type it up. And this is a Scott Agee Blogs reboot. It doesn't look like very much. It probably works a wee bit smoother. At the moment, it's only aggregating 90-odd professional blogs from Scotland, people blogging about education who are professionals. And that's the thing. I was going to click through and let you see the site. What I would like you to do is add your blog to this mix. It means people can read about what's going on in Scottish education in one place, or a lot of stuff in one place. You can also subscribe and look at, just if you were interested in maths, you can click on the bit that says maths and you'll see all the blog posts about maths in Scotland. So if you've got a blog and you're not on there, what I would like you to do is go to scottageeblogs.org.uk and look around the site and see the bit that says add your blog, fill in the form, click, bang, I'll get an email, I'll add you in. Is that 3 minutes in? The other thing...
4 minutes. 3 minutes left.
Right, 3 minutes left. The other thing I would like you to fill a box for is edutalk.cc. David Noble and myself started this in SLF 2009, where we asked people to give us audio about what was going on in Scottish Learning Festival. At that time we thought maybe the official channels were given one story, and there was lots of other stories that were really interesting. David and I are also very keen on this power of the human voice. Obviously it takes you longer to listen to a podcast than it does to read a blog post, but I can't drive and read a blog post very well. So audio is really good for that. You can drive, you can wash the dishes, you can do stuff like that. So we started this Edutalk CC, and I think it was guerrilla podcasting, because we were just handing out, saying, give us your stuff. It's sort of expanded into internet radio.
that's we're broadcasting at the moment. What we're doing it for, lots of reasons I haven't got enough time, but really it's quite good fun and people like to listen to stuff. What can you talk about? Lots of educational stuff. Anything at all was interesting we've found, David, I think. We've talked to all sorts of educators. I have never heard anybody talking about teaching and learning that I haven't been interested and excited about. And they can be a nursery teacher or an HMIE. There's always something interesting. Get an interesting conversation. So you can do this. And how do you do this? And I'd like you to do it tomorrow. How many people got a smartphone in the house?
Everybody, yeah.
So if you've got an iPhone or an Android phone, you download the free Audioboo app, for instance, and you record an audiobook. It could be talking to somebody, could be your reflections of something you've just seen, or you've just seen a presentation really annoys you, or you've just listened to a politician and you kind of think, oh, you missed that point and I really should have said that. And you talk about it and you tag it, EduTalk. Or you just record an MP3 file on anything. Walk about SLF and you can record stuff on the computers that are sitting there, and just email it to audio@edutalk.cc and I'll put it up. There's Audioboo, it's free. There's Apadio, it's free. Android, iOS ones. On Wednesdays, we broadcast live on the radio at 8 p.m. If you want to do that, if you want a conversation about anything educational, get in touch with us. We can have a chat. If you want to have your own radio station, do that. We'll give you a channel. It doesn't cost anything. Well, we pay it. Professional Learning for Teachers channel, very new. It's worth brownie points for the standards for career-long professional learning, so I can't say better than that. It's really a great idea. This is David's baby completely, so I'm not going to spoil it by talking too much about it. Last three-thirds of the box is Pirate Box. This is a wee bit of fun here. If you are on the Wi-Fi in this room, you'll find that you can't get any Wi-Fi. But if you join the Pirate Box network, you will go to this website. Anything you type into your browser, if you're on the Pirate Box Wi-Fi, will take you to this website here, which is sitting in right beside the bin at the back there. Do you see the wee white box at the floor?
Yep,
that's it. That's where this website is sitting. And what you can do there is you can look around, but you can upload files. I'd like you to upload stuff. If I go to the download page, for instance, whoops, I may have jumped back onto Doug's. Ah, there it goes. So you can see already people have uploaded different things today. They've uploaded pictures. Somebody's uploaded a 102 megabyte application. Also, it's stream, I don't know. But there's lots of pictures coming in there. There you go. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? Yeah, cracker. But there's folders full of files, images, videos. They're all copyright free. That's just we.
Who uploaded the Ocelot?
What?
Who uploaded the Ocelot?
I have no idea. It's a monster. But you can upload quite big things. If you go in there for video, you see Lessing on Aaron's Law, Justice in the Digital Age. If you go into the audio, you'll get some stuff from Danger Mouse, and you'll get whatever the first MP3 files I found in the Internet Archive the other day. And you can listen to them. Time to go. You missed.
You said a camel.
I would really like, I'm not giving you anything, I'd really like you to give us stuff and give everybody stuff. Either stick it in the Pirate Box, record some audio, add your blog to the Spot Edge Blogs feed, and I'll plug the real computer back in. Okay. Thank you.